to preach on this thought, living in a lascivious age. I believe that that's where we are tonight. We're living in the age of lasciviousness. Here in our day, it seems that we've gone that direction in America. The church world has gone and turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. Now, the word lascivious means the excess of sin. It means literally the absence of restraint. I believe that's about where the Baptist church is tonight. Amen. It means, friend, and I think in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 19, he talked about the people that were past feeling. Amen. Have been turned over unto lasciviousness. I believe that's where we are tonight. Amen. Friend, it seems, I know that the Word of God, many of the books are not chronologically ordered, but it seemed that this book, this little book of Jude, was placed just right here in the church age, at the end of the church age, because God knew that's where we'd be. Amen. Well, what should we do about it? Well, I believe he told us in verse number 3 to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And God, we ought to go back again and dig in again and go back after the old paths where it is a good way and walk there. In our day, we want old-time religion. We want old-time preacher. We want him to preach to us and preach on sin. We want a man of God. Hey, and I say this, we got enough preachers. We need some men of God. Amen. Hey, they want one that'll preach and preach hard on sin. Preach hell, high in heaven, sweet. But just don't ask us to leave it. Amen. Hey, I like this old time way. It's this old time walk that gives us a problem. Amen. We took that grace of God and we turned it into lasciviousness. Amen. Hey, friend, I will tell you, friend, grace does not give you an excuse for sin. Amen. Hey, friend, hey, because sin abound, grace does much more abound. Or should we therefore sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Amen. Living in a sinless, sinful age, in a wicked age. In a day where the church is so full of sin, it's hard for sinners to get born again. Amen. I've been studying on that. Why is it so hard for sinners to get saved in this day? I wonder if they watch God's people. Amen. Amen. Hey, one that claims that at the house of God, if I can't don't live it at the house, it wouldn't make me want to get in, would it, you? Amen. Hey, a mama that sings, oh, hey, I love Jesus, and waves her hand at the house of God, and cusses and watches dirty movies at the house, wouldn't make me want to get in. Amen. Well, let's see this age. That's where we're living tonight. I'm about sick of it. Amen. I've wondered when God's going to get so sick of it, and he'll say, that's enough of it. He did, didn't he, one day in Noah's day? God saw the wickedness of man. The wickedness of his imagination was only evil continually. Well, I believe that's where we are tonight. Oh, God, help us. Hey, grace don't give you an excuse to sin. You say, well, preacher, I'm under grace. I ain't under law. Well, good. But grace is a little different law was. Amen. Under law, you had to be caught in the bed with a woman. And now if you look upon a woman lust after her in your heart, you have committed adultery with her in your heart. Amen. That's right, ain't it? Oh, Lord, help us. Amen. In the Old Testament, you had to kill him. But now all you got to do is hate him. Amen. But we took grace. And we said we live any way we want to. That's why they don't dress right at the house of God. Let me take it a little further. That's why they don't dress right out yonder either. Amen. Amen. Hey, preach it, preacher, yeah. Hey, God, but what are we going to do with it if we do preach it? We're living in an age of lasciviousness. We're living in a day where the men of God are discouraged. And they're down and out. Why? They're preaching their guts out. And nobody wants it. God help us. Oh, tonight we're living in a lascivious age. We turned that grace of God into lascivious. We've acted like grace has given us the license, but I sin and live any way we want to. A friend, grace will restrain you. A grace will keep you in the road. A grace will keep you in the pathway. And was once delivered unto the saints. Amen. Thank God. I believe in this old time way. I really believe it's the only way. I believe in old-time preaching. I believe that's the only kind of preaching there is. Amen. Oh, Brother B.B. Caldwell, I believe who it was. He said one time, ain't God preaching without the Holy Ghost, ain't preaching at all.
Amen.
Amen. If a man's going to preach under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, he'll have to have a lifestyle to back it up. Grace does not give us a license to sin. Grace is no excuse for our wickedness. God help us. Living in a lascivious age, that's where we're living. Amen. Hey, shall we sin that grace may abound? No. God forbid we do that. Grace, my friend, does not give us a license for it. Amen. And God said that we should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Hey, God ain't changed on this thing. God ain't changed on His rules. God ain't changed on His regulation. There might have been a lot of preachers that's back down, but God ain't changed. Amen. Amen. Grace. Grace restrains you. I don't know, Brother Roger. Maybe it don't happen to everybody, but I believe it does. But when I got born again, it changed some things in me. I change. Hey, God, I believe you don't change. Ain't no birth went on inside of you. Because He said you're not the old man you used to be. All things pass away. All things are become new. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hey, God, I believe if you're born again, you'll start putting away some things.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I say this, I put away more in the conviction than a whole lot of folk that claim to be saved for 30 years have put away. Amen. I cleaned out the console in my car of all that music day in life, and God didn't either when I was under conviction. Amen. That's right. I changed the radio station on my radio in my car when I was under conviction. God help us. Amen. Thank God. Hey, it bothers me if folk don't think it's wrong. God help us. I quit lying when I got born again. Hey, we don't need Hollywood. We got the best actors in the church. Amen. Hey, we don't need no plays. We got good actors in the house of God. Hey, I quit lying when I got born again. Thank God. Amen. I quit cussing when I got saved. Well, Preacher Peter cussed. Yeah, and you know what he was trying to do? He was trying to prove to that outfit he did not know the Lord. He said, I don't know him. They said, yeah, you talk like him. He said, I can fix that. Amen. That's right. That's right. You look like him and you talk like him. That's what they said about him. I believe you're one of them. He said, I'll take care of this right quick like. You know what you do when you go using profane words? That good James say something like this. Oh, that sweet water can't come out of the same fountain with bitter. Amen. Ain't God good tree. Ain't God won't bear by evil fruit. Oh, Lord, help us. Ain't God that tongue is an evil. Remember, my friend, it's unruly. Who can tame it? Oh, friend, we better watch out. God, help us. Set on fire of hell, the Bible said. Amen. Hey, some things I got rid of when I got born again. Hey, a whole lot of it just happened. Amen. Why? Because I went home a different man than I went to church that night.
Amen.
That's good. Amen. Amen. Bothers me. Bothers me, this crowd acts like they just live any way they want to. After they just say, I'm going to tell you, you cannot. Paul said, I'm a bond slave. Jesus Christ. He said, I'm a servant of the Lord. And God, hey, you're a servant tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. He even called himself a prisoner. I've been taken captive by the Holy Ghost. Thank God, I've been arrested. Thank God. I'm a different man than I was. I've been changed from the creature I once was. He's gone. Amen. Thank God. Amen. And I got up that night. I didn't look no different. I may have that other outfit. When I got home, I looked in the mirror. I didn't look no different. But I felt clean down inside. That dumpster of filth that was on the inside of me, somebody done emptied it out and took Clorox to it. I was clean down. Thank God, what a feeling. When a dirty man went down, a filthy and robbed and full of hell, and come up saved by the grace of God. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Grace is no excuse for sin. Grace will keep you from it. Amen. This lascivious age we're living in, where the church has got so wicked and worldly. Amen. That's right. They in the Old Testament, in the Word of God, they raised up a standard, but we've dropped her down. Well, I know how it is tonight. I know they can pull out there in the world to compromise. I feel it and you feel it. You better go feel that pull out there in the world. Hey, I want to tell you this. The community college in my county has dropped its standards. Listen to me. They dropped its standards of education because the kids coming into college cannot meet the requirements and cannot do the work, so they dropped their standards. That's awful, ladies. But I'm going to tell you, we've done that in the church. Well, they ain't going to live it. Ain't no need in preaching it. Amen. Hey, they might run me off Sunday morning. And if God help me, I'm going to preach it again. Amen. Are you listening? Thank God. Boy, I'm so sick of this. I'm not under bondage no more. I'm so sick of hearing that garbage. Legalism, that's what it is. That's what you say. I know what they're saying to you. Y'all are under bondage. Told my wife, said, you're under bondage the way you dress. You're just under bondage of that man. No, she said, I'm under bondage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I'm going to tell you this. After a servant had loved his master so much, and saw what a good master he was, he let him take an auger and bore his ear through. And that would proclaim to the world, I'm his forever. And they took an auger that night and bore it through my ear, my heart.
Yes.
Thank God, I'm his. Yes. I'm his. And I proclaim it to the world. Thank God, I'm his. Hallelujah. I'm his. From now and for eternity. Thank God, it is not a reason to sin or to live wrong. He said, give no occasion to the flesh. Grace is not to give an occasion to the flesh. We could say, well, it don't matter. Why, I'm so sick of hearing that garbage. It don't matter how you live. God knows your heart. I'm going to tell you what the Word of God says. Amen. What comes out of the mouth? Thank God, Vance Anderson said, come out of the, thank God, what kind of, what's down in the well, come out in the bucket. God said, what proceedeth out of the mouth? Amen. Come from the heart. Amen. Are y'all listening to me tonight? I'm going to tell you how we live. It's a direct, my friend, reflection of what's on the inside. Hey, God, grace gives no occasion to the flesh. We're living in a lascivious age where we act like it's all right to do anything we want to do. It is not all right to live how we want to live. God, help us. Well, I know what they're saying. I know what they're saying. Just let up on us, preacher. Don't preach the heart to us. I know. I've heard it. We ain't got to where you older preachers are. Just let up on us. I've heard young preachers say that. Are you listening? But Lord, don't let up on me and my family. They ain't all here, but I'll see to it they get the CD. Brother Ronnie, don't let up on me and my family. Hey, God, we need it. And if we find where we ain't where we ought to be, we need to get out of our seat and hit all over the tennis and get right with God. Amen. Hey, friend, dig in. And go after God. And quit worrying about what they're preaching. That you ain't a living. Get up and get it. Thank God. Don't tell them quit preaching. No. No, no, no. My little boys walked behind me whenever it snowed. Brother Rod, I'd get to where I couldn't. I'd look back and he'd be jumping from one track to the next. Trying to walk in my footsteps. God smote my heart out there in the snow. He said, you better be careful how you walk. Amen. That's right. That's right. But I'll tell you what I did do, Brother Benson. I started making smaller steps. And I dragged my feet through the snow a little bit. And push it out of their way. You know what I was doing, Brother Chris? I was trying to blaze a trail for them so it wouldn't be so hard for them little bitty old legs to walk in. I was trying to push some things out of the way. Hey, thank God for some of these men of God that have blazed a trail in front of us and showed us a way so we don't get scratched up so bad and so we can live for God and see somebody out yonder that shines away. Amen. Amen. I get worried, boy, when I see some of these dear saints of God start getting older and feeble. I don't know. Something about me, Brother Roger. I feel comfortable when I know they're out there ahead of me. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking crazy. But it helps me when I see them out there ahead of me. It helps me to know that it can be done. Even in a lascivious age, even in that age where they're saying it don't matter, even in an age where they're saying live how you want to, even in an age where they're living wicked and saying it's grace, I'm going to tell you, friend, we can still live for God. Amen. Living right won't save you. But if you're saved, you're sure enough won't live right. I used to work with Pepsi, and I had a grocery store. I'd go work. It's called a Winn-Dixie. And I'd have to take all my stuff in the back room and set it up. I'd set it in there for the week. And then I'd start bringing stuff out every day until I got that empty, and then I'd bring more in. I didn't check in everything every day. So I'd come out of that back room one day, and on the back door, of the back of the door going out of that stock room, it said, right is right if nobody's doing it. And wrong is wrong if everybody's doing it. I said, thank you, Lord. Amen. If we could just get that in the church. Amen. We're living in a lascivious age. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Mama. Hey, God. Amen. Or if I could just see one mama and God, the Holy Ghost get a hold of her heart and said, you've let down the standard and you've let down the gap and you've allowed some things to creep in this house. Hey, God, if I could see one mama's hurt and run to God and repent tonight of her lasciviousness, hey, God, what a blessing that be. I like to see some young preachers. I don't know what it is about young preachers. I like that romping, stomping, hollering preaching. They're drawn to the preaching. And they want to be that kind of a preacher. But they don't want to walk that kind of a walk. Amen. That's right. I believe that's where we are in this day. I'm going to tell you, this old time way is a holy way. Amen. Hey, God, these men of God ain't entertaining you. Trying our best to preach to your heart. Oh, in this lascivious age, would we turn to God? What are we going to do? Well, hey, God, Jude said that we ought to earnestly contend for the faith. What faith? That faith that's once delivered unto the saints. God ain't changed none on it. It's still the same. Amen. In the absence of the man, they come up with plans. When God ain't in the midst, they'll just come up with some kind of plan, some program. You know what? We don't need more program. We've got enough of that mess. We got enough of that garbage that needs to be gotten out of the church, come Sunday. Amen. What we need is to earnestly contend with everything that's in you. To earnestly. It's like that racer that is going to the goal line and he's pushing for that last foot and he wants to meet that ribbon first. He wants to get to that finish line first and he's earnestly pushing and he's earnestly striving with everything he's got. I do believe we're about there tonight and we ought to be earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. May God press on and do it. I'm talking to some daddy tonight. I probably ought to hit this altar. Just admit tonight to God, I've let some things down. I've laid some things down. I sure have let some things go. Lord, just get right with God tonight. I'm talking to some preachers. It ain't the preachers can't preach in this day. That's just most of them won't. They're afraid. Amen. I come to my church where I'm at. I pastored for a year in another county. And they tried to tell me what I could and what I couldn't preach, you know, and all that. And I had one man come to me and said, "Now, preacher," I said, "Now, hold on a minute. I know where you're going. I've already been here before." I said, "I want you to understand something." I said, "There ain't no chains on my leg or on my arm." I said, "You ain't putting them on there." Amen. I said, "Whatever God gives is what I'll give." I said, "I'll preach whatever God tells me to preach." I said, "If you don't like it and it's right, you ought to get right with God." Ain't that right, little Roger? Hey, God, if it's right according to the Word of God, you'll just get right with God. Amen. Hey, God, I'm told some mamas probably, "Hey, God, when that ain't a looking, you've let some things down." You ought to come running to the altar and say, "Oh, God, hey, can I tell you something tonight? Hey, God, there is a valuable crop in your home that you can lose if you let the devil in it. He'll destroy the thing you got." He don't care who you are. Oh, we're living in a lascivious age tonight. Church has got so wicked and worldly. We've allowed so much garbage. Boy, we got ball teams.
Yes, sir.
Games.
Yeah.
Might as well have a ball game if the preacher ain't going to preach. Amen. Amen. Hey, they might as well be stacking hay in them buildings. Amen. It'd probably be a better use. Young'uns coming in the house of God with their shorts on, girls with their breeches on. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? The house of God used to be a holy place, and we turned it in. It's a joke house. Coming in with their sunglasses on their head and their flip flops on, like they're coming into a resort. Amen. I'm telling you right. I know what I'm talking about. Come in with her cell phone and sit around and play with her cell phone all service long. Hey, you ought to get right with God and your mom and daddy ought to tear your heart up until you just repent of that cell phone. Amen. That's right. Playing games in the house of God. Amen. A lascivious age. Well, we're living in it. We're living in it. We're pastoring lascivious age churches.
Yes, sir.
I know it ain't a dispensation. I'm going to tell you, that's where we are. We're in that age of that Laodicean church where we're in a mess. Hey, God, hey, I'm going to tell you, we've not lost our first love. We left it.
Yeah.
Just turned around, walked off. I'm wondering, generation right before me seemed like, started dropping the ball to where my generation don't even know what we're talking about.
That's true.
Now we're raising the most lazy generation that's ever hit the face of this earth. Don't know how to work, don't have any kind of responsibility about them. Mom and daddy set them in front of a TV all their life. That's right. That's right. They had garbage pumped in their minds for so long and for so hard, and that rock and roll music plugged into their ears when they came here when mamas were calling for them. Amen. That's right. That's right. Boy, we're living in a lascivious age tonight. Young lady, might be y'all just get up and say, "You know what? I want what my grandma's got." Well, Jude said, earnestly contend for that faith. Jeremiah said, seek ye out the old path and walk therein. Amen. You'll just come hit this altar and repent.
and are earnestly content. Hey, you say, preacher, I want that. Well, I'm going to tell you, it ain't just going to fall out on you at a ball game, you know. You don't have to get your Bible and get out somewhere by yourself and earnestly contend for that thing. You know why our grannies had the power of God? It's because they went after it.
Amen.
You know why our grandpas lived in the glory? Because they went off after it somewhere.
Amen.
We're not earnestly content for the faith. We're living in that next verse where evil men have crept in unaware, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Amen. God help us tonight. I don't know what you need to do, but I believe we're living in an age of